There's no time. America is in danger.
America needs me.
We have to grow a fight back club. We have to.
Okay, so now you know the
mission. You know the mission.
Revolution Radio with Ra La.
This is Tyrone Semper.
With Ra La.
Bryson Gray?
Yeah.
Maybe we should start with Bryson Gray.
Yeah. We love Bryson Gray.
Amp up the
God
up
bless
the
him. Wonderful.
They gon' aim for this one. Hey, 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 you know what's really wild? Got your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a Beto Peter every time I phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while they wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in a mansion up in Cali, but don't pay for that. Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't your hat. Whoa. Here we go again. If it was Trump Jr., it would be on CNN. This what happens when you rip, but you a slave to sin. This what happens when the devil, now you let him in. Nah, I don't care about who this offends. Buying crime family, they all belong in a pen. Buying loves minors, that's the real BLM. Call me what you want, but at least I ain't a damn. Wait, hold up, don't get mad at me. Am I tripping or is he in bed with Natalie? Why he recording all that? What's the strategy? If you do incest, you probably do bestiality. President's son is a crackhead, but you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Lee? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? Hey, you know what's really wild? Got your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a Beto Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while they wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in the mansion up in Cali, but don't pay for that. Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't your hat. Whoa, all the women in your phone, can we change the age? Wasn't you on Epstein Island, can we change the page? Hunter needs to be in prison, put him in a cage. I thought he was clean, see my head change his ways. And that ain't working for charisma, how he get a raise? 10% for the big guy, who all getting paid? I still don't know why he recorded, is it blackmail? But do you really think any of them will go to jail? It's satanic and all of them will go to hell. You a lame hunter and your daddy lame as well. It's obvious, but if you blind and read it in braille, will the corruption never end, only time will tell. President's son is a crackhead, but you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Lee? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? You know what's really wild? Got your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a Beto Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while they wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in the mansion up in Cali, but don't pay for that. Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't your hat. Whoa.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool. Everything is awesome.
Dress playing on the beach, the best skim milk, white bread. On my homework, reach ahead. Skipping stones, investment, braces, lemonade. I like to make it up with cycling, mountain biking. Let's go hiking. Make sure your shoes are tied.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool. Everything is awesome.
Okay, buddy. Start playing!
Smell, let me smell the flavor and taste the behavior. The way you've been kicking it while my home stove was lamping, fishing and camping, out renting boats in the Hamptons, eating good, working out and giving charity, working on my vocal for clarity. Hell no, I can't front. I've been
man trying to be the Mac Pappy. 40 dog and pina colada peeing. Making my rounds to keep the Humpty girls happy. If you miss me, I was laying in the cut. Wrecking big butts and scratching my knees. Cause my homegirl's cat got fleas. That's how it goes. The beat flow flows. Yo, peep the new color of my nose. Representing how we've been living. That's how it is. I'm not the biz. But if I was to pick a booger, it'd be a big, fat, gooey, gold-plated lookie. But I was born a Yankee, so I use my hanky. The way I wear my clothes freaks the hoes, cause I'm lanky. Speaking of hankies, I like hanky-panky. Especially when the hanky-panky's stanky. Of course, they don't be too much stankin'. Cause then my duty would be to give the booty a spanking. I like biscuits and grits, hold the sausage. And so you know it's me, I run some nonsense. Homer, Glover, Nibbler, Blizzard, Glaznil. The return of the crazy one. You think I hate? Kill. I never worked, I never will, I'm the original high yellow rich rigger bum. Hookers get mad cause they can't make me come around their way. Addicted to the way that I play. I like to chew bubblegum. Make them laugh when I'm loving them. I blew a bubble and some bubble yum got caught up in the booty. I thought it was the end of her. Gabriella needed an enema. So I put away the broom and we broke out the vacuum. Sort of like spring cleaning. Humpty Humps leaning into the groove from the fat beat. The pimp slappy. But yo, my head is nodding cause I'm hooked like crack feet. Hip a humping, rip river rumping. Give a butt pumping, rump, give a rump pumping, and it just ain't releasing me. The beat's so beastly, so fat that it makes me shout. Ah, this beat's got gout. Not from the worms from the book that you eat with a fork, but it weighs about a ton when it plays. Back to the honeys, the play booty bunnies. You know it's real funny to me when they get up for the downstroke. The look on their face when they almost choke on the lean butter bean brown ham hock. I got the joke in the chamber and the gun's cocked. It's time to pull out my funny bone and get ready for the fun. The return of the crazy one. You think I hate?
Hello, okay, Tyron Sipper here, and that was Digital Underground, Return...
Return of the Crazy
Return
One!
Return of the Crazy One, is that Chapter 9?
Well, it might be Chapter 9, 10.
I have to get the book out to know for sure. We'll talk about that later. Okay, Tyron Sipper here. And I'm currently looking at downtown Canton, Ohio. It looks pretty safe and secure. I just saw Harley drive past there, so the studio here, we're on 12th Street currently at our secret green room studio. This used to be formerly known as Ashley Babbitt Studios. Now it's Studio G, I guess, for the moment.
Yeah, hear those motorcycles. Love it.
So what do we got coming up next? We have Charlie Wilson, Magic.
Oh, that's a good one.
So tell us about that last song, why you...
Digital Underground. Well, if you recall, if you look at history, right, there used to be Well, it's not that there used to be, but there still is Underground Railroad. Yeah. Actually, if you
I always thought there was literally like an Underground Railroad. I was like, what's this Underground Railroad? You know, I didn't understand.
No, it's not a subway.
I was a kid. You're like, why is it a railroad? Is it buried somewhere?
But in Oberlin, Ohio, they still do Underground Railroad tours. But
oh, cool.
What, to my discovery in this last year, I've studied everything America and just kind of dissected everything that created America and where we are, what brought us to where we are now.
Frederick Douglass, abolitionist.
And if you literally go on the internet right now, you can still apply. It's actually, there's two times a year for you to apply to be on the Underground Railroad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it still exists.
And is it now so, for just leftists and
no,
rainbow
I think,
people? Or?
I think maybe now we may need to be hoboing onto that Underground Railroad.
Yeah, really. The Freedom Railroad.
Because a lot of people don't understand this, but debt is slavery. And
right.
When you put our nation in debt, and it's off of our hard-earned money that you put into debt.
Well, our credit, yeah.
Well, no. It's every week they take out of a employer or your employer.
Out of our resources, that's correct.
Out of your income, hard-earned income. If you're an employee, exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, they tax you with inflation.
Well, the poor people that work a normal job, a 9-to-5, really are. They're being maxed to death. They're being taxed to the max. They're being taxed their income, and then when they go to buy something, spend that income, they're taxed again. It's absolutely a Ponzi scheme, and it needs to be abolished. What a beautiful word.
Yeah, I'll have to dig. I got to dig up my anti-IRS songs I have buried somewhere.
Oh, wow.
It's like F the IRS.
No, we don't need to frown it out. Listen, we don't even want to talk about them that
much.
That
is the new F word, yep. And that's just great. I love it. All right, here we go. We're going to play Charlie Wilson.
Magic. Yes, magic.
Okay. Wrong song.
Good evening, baby. And welcome to the Charlie Show. Tonight I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before. So just sit back and relax. Because tonight I'm going to be doing some things that no man has ever done to you, baby. Baby. Abracadabra, form of a bedroom. Now add a little candlelight in the scent of your sweet perfume, girl. Hocus pocus, now you in that cute little dress that I like. Now don't lose focus on what I'm about to show you tonight. I can do magic, whoa. One snap of your finger, girl, I'll perform a trick on you. Oh, anything you want me to do, say new magic, magic, girl. All you gotta do is dim the lights, and I'll show you a trick or two. Oh, baby, because I can do magic, I can do magic. Now I ain't no psychic, but I can see what you mean, girl. And you don't have to write it, cause looking at your body I can read, girl. You're giving me the eye, and it's making me want you back, girl. Turn around, now can you guess what's in my hands? Yeah. Oh, one snap of your finger, girl, I'll perform a trick on you. I'll perform a trick on you, girl, cause magic. All you gotta do is dim the light. Oh, I can do magic. I can do magic, girl.
I'll make our friends disappear.
Get out of nowhere.
My hotel room will appear.
Suddenly,
next thing you know, it's you and me.
I'll touch you, babe.
Girl, no illusions, please, please.
Bear witness
to what I'm about to
turn
do.
Turn the lights off and
call your wishes come true.
Wait, my hand.
That goes your clothes.
Girl, that's something I want you to know. Yeah.
I can do magic.
One snap for your finger, girl.
I'll perform a trick on you.
Anything
can do magic.
Call me Houdini or David Copperfield.
Don't even count me out. I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my dick is broke? What good is first class if my dick can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my dick more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame, it won't be cause my ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers, it won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. You can count me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand, I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jiggle for lunch. Had a long talk with the young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you real. Put it on a neck, I got it stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
Hello. So I'm going to read a little piece of my book, From Steel Toes to Stilettos. I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice Woman.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Pick me dirty, build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Better
from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, pull me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Let me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Put them on your lip, lip. Little bit you rip, rip. Let me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Hypothetical, working out is something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. And leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I do what it takes.
Watch me think about one by one.
All right, so this is Tyrone Semper here with Rod Law.
Hello.
And we just heard a nice mix of music there. We kind of blended some of our own personal favorite songs together.
Yep.
And where's your crown? I didn't see your crown.
Oh, it's in the box.
It's in the box? Yes. I thought you were going to get out of the... It's not out of the box yet?
No.
Should I put my Tin
just
Man
like
hat
you're
on?
Not out of the closet yet.
Yeah. I was in the closet today, actually.
I'm sure.
I was flooring. And I had to go in there and fix it, you know, and come. I came out of the closet, so it's great.
That is so awesome.
It was awesome, yeah, for sure.
La-dee-dee.
So, Ra-La, you never seen the Lego movie until a couple weeks ago.
That's
so
right.
What do you think?
You showed it to me, but it's pretty awesome.
Was it awesome?
It was pretty awesome. Yes. With the President Business and his crackle, and he ended up getting rid of the crackle. And now, I think we're about to do the same thing here.
The funnest part of that movie was my kids saying, "Hey, Dad, do you know about the Lego movie?" I'm like, "No." And they were telling me, they saw it in the theater. They're like, "You heard about the guy upstairs?" I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?" And they were just sitting there. I was watching it with them, just loving it. And they're like, "Oh, you're going to love this, Dad."
That's normally so
awesome.
It's
the other way around.
Yeah, it was.
And so we watch that movie like all the time, yeah, every day.
So cool.
No, everything's awesome.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the playlist. We heard from Billie Eilish.
Yes, tell us
we
about
heard,
that.
We heard You Should See Me in a Crown.
See Me in a Crown, yeah.
I was telling you that one of my nicknames is The Princess.
The Princess?
Yeah, multiple people. Multiple people at Ford Motor Company called me The Princess. And one time a gentleman saw the Mercedes I was driving.
Okay.
And he said, as soon as he saw it, he goes, "Effin' Mafia." I was like, "No, I'm a good."
Well, you don't seem to be mafia to me, but you know.
I'm more of the lawyer. You know, this is what I'm finding out is that the old Italian mafia guys, their children grew up to become lawyers because they wanted to get on the right side of the law.
Yeah, they wanted to get out of trouble.
They're like, "Yeah, I saw a lot of what my dad did. I think I'm going to just walk the line of the law."
Yeah, and I got to meet your dad. I was.
Yeah.
He gave me a good handshake. He's friendly.
He's a great guy.
He said, "Give me a beverage." And I didn't get it to him because I was walking away.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Just saw him. So, yeah, that's another reason why I was late, because my dad was putting air in my tires and making sure my tires were all perfectly PSI'd.
PSI'd.
You know, I could do it myself, but it's better to just have my dad. Like, that's a moment, right?
Yeah, for sure. I showed my daughter.
Plus, I like to feel like a princess.
I showed my princess daughter how to change her tire and organize her car. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when we're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you're living your dream. Switch.
out against drugs and psychiatric abuses, of electric shocking people, okay, against their will, of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
The difference is, no, this was no, not Matt, against your will, though.
Matt, I'm asking, Matt, I'm asking you a question. Will. Matt, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
Now, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do. All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. That's what it does. That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering, antipsychotic drugs. And there are ways of doing it without that, so that we don't end up in a brave new world.
Yes, there are abuses. And yes, maybe they've gone too far in certain areas. Maybe there are too many kids on Ritalin. Maybe electric shock is...
Kids on Ritalin?
I'm just saying. But aren't there examples where it works?
You're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is. If you start talking about chemical imbalance, you have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt. Okay? That's what I've done. And you go and you say, where's the medical test? Where's the blood test that says how much Ritalin you're supposed to get?
It's very impressive to listen to you because clearly you've done the homework and you know
evil.
The subject.
And you should. And you should do that also because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing.
I'm really not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
Well, you are. You're saying
no, I know some people who seem to have been helped by it.
This is a very important issue.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? And you're here on the Today Show.
Right.
And to talk about it in the way of saying, well, isn't it okay, and being reasonable about it when you don't know, and I do. I think that you should be a little bit more responsible in knowing what it is, because you communicate to people.
What I'd like for you to do right now, I want you to think about your dream, because I'm in a room full of dreamers. Think about your dream right now. I want you to think about it and envision it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me share something with you. I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams. And I want to share something with you that has changed my life. I started out, as was indicated by Jack, it's very humble beginnings. I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know, that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. Let's say that together, please. It's possible. See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, no one, ladies and gentlemen, could have convinced me when I started out just over 6 years ago working on my dream, and I want you to think about whatever your dream is. Because I was willing to take a chance, and most people won't do that. Most of the people that you talk to try and bring them into the business, these are not risk takers. Most people have done all that they're ever going to do. They raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning. And here's what I will share with you, that in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim. As Jack indicated, I was born in Miami, Florida, in an area called Liberty City, in an abandoned building on a hard linoleum floor with my twin brother. We were 6 weeks of age. We were adopted. When I was in fifth grade, I was identified as EMR, labeled educable, mentally retarded, put back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade, and stayed in that category until I got out of high school. I don't have any college training, but I met a high school teacher who one day changed my life. I was waiting on another student, and when he came in, he said to me, "Young man, go to the board and write what I'm about to tell you." And I said, I can't do that, sir. He said, "Why not?" I said, "I'm not one of your students." He said, "It doesn't matter. Follow my directions now." I said, "I can't do that, sir." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because I'm educable, mentally retarded." And he came from behind his desk and he looked at me. He said, "Don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality." And that man, Mr. Leroy Washington, did something for me. He started planting seeds in my mind that enabled me to begin to dream as Dexter has been doing for you. And ladies and gentlemen, I started working on my dream. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? For many years, I didn't. One is because of fear, the fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? The other thing is that most people, ladies and gentlemen, they get comfortable. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves, and they end up becoming very cynical about life, and they throw in the towel on themselves, and on their families, and on their dreams. And the other thing is that most people don't feel worthy. What I'm doing now, I could have been doing years ago. But because I did not have a college education, because I didn't believe in myself, because I allowed other people's opinion of me to control my destiny, I didn't act on my ideas. So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running towards your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself, because that's what life is about, stretching and challenging, looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of stretching out, of acting on my dream, and I don't know what that dream is for you, I can tell you that it's possible. No one could have convinced me that after just over 6 years, I would have my own book entitled Live Your Dreams. Just over 6 years, I would have 5 specials on public television. Just over 6 years, I've done motivational speaking for AT&T, Procter & Gamble, McDonald's Corporation, Xerox, IBM. Just over 6 years, I will now have my own talk show that will premiere on Monday, Labor Day. I'm saying to you, your dream is possible. Your dream is possible.
I does what I like and I like. I does what I like and I like.